With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Authorities in Texas say at least 89 people have died in devastating flooding. At a news conference, Kerrville Mayor Joe Herring says search and rescue continues for the missing girls from Camp Mystic.
This will be a rough week. Primary search continues, and we remain hopeful every foot, every mile, every bend of the river. Our work continues.
That audio courtesy KSAT. The flooding in central Texas originated from the fast-moving waters on the Guadalupe River on Friday. Listeners who wish to help in the disaster rescue effort can make donations to www.salvationarmytexas.org. Officials in North Carolina say a woman was killed when floodwaters from the remnants of Tropical Storm Chantal swept her car from a rural road, and dozens of people were forced to flee their homes by floodwaters. The Chapel Hill Fire Department and neighboring agencies completed more than 50 water rescues, many of them in areas where floodwaters entered or threatened apartments. Charles Deledesma reports on a senior Russian official that has been found dead. As we hear in this report,
Russia's transport minister was found dead hours after being dismissed by President Vladimir Putin in what officials say was an apparent suicide. Russian authorities say Roman Starovoy, who served as Russia's transport minister since May 2024, was found in a presidential decree earlier in the day that gave no reason for his dismissal. His removal comes after a weekend of travel chaos in the country, when airports grounded hundreds of flights during the busy vacation season due to the threat of attacks from Ukraine. I'm Charles Deledesma.
This is SRN News. The religious gender gap is shrinking.
According to the latest numbers from the Pew Research Center, women in this country are still more religious than men, but not as much as in the past. Sadly, Pew concludes the reason the gap is shrinking is because women are giving up on religion at a faster rate than our men. Men are not becoming more religious. In fact, Americans are gradually turning away from faith in this country, a trend that has been unchanged for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The two cases that the Supreme Court will consider this fall to decide the issue of males participating in female sports will come from Idaho and West Virginia. More than two dozen states have enacted laws barring boys from playing against girls in school sports. Some of the measures have been blocked in court. At the federal level, the Trump administration has filed lawsuits and launched investigations over state and school policies that have allowed transgender athletes to compete in any way they choose. This is SRN News. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says that New York's Democratic nominee for mayor, Zoran Mamdani, a Democrat socialist, is going to be a big problem for his party.
Democrats are going to try their best to keep him at an arm's distance, but this is a young, charismatic guy who's good on camera and has got himself a name ID very quickly. He will be everywhere driving the conversation, and Democrats will have to answer for things like government-run grocery stores.
Authorities say they found the bodies of all seven people who've been missing since an explosion at a fireworks warehouse in Northern California. The explosion shook the tiny farming community of Esparto last week. The blast also collapsed the building. Denny's and Waffle House removing surcharges. The two restaurant chains added to their menus when U.S. egg prices spiked earlier in the year. More details at srnnews.com.